My wife and I play this ongoing game where she adamantly insists that she does not want chips or chocolate in the house under any circumstances. And then I go grocery shopping, and invariably, I buy chips and chocolate because I like those things, and I know that she does as well. And she gets very angry and says, I specifically told you I do not want chips and chocolate in the house. How could you do that? I say, I'm very sorry, it won't happen again. And then later that night, we're watching television, and I feel her inching closer. I know one of two things were about to happen. Either she's gonna yank a hair out of my ear, or she will mumble almost inaudibly, well, since we have chips and chocolate, we're gonna try to make it out. And then I go into the kitchen and fetch the chips and chocolate and lay them out before her, and then she starts to snack like a happy little squirrel, and she's like, this can never happen again. I'm like, it won't happen again. But it will happen again. That's the way the game is played. But my wife, she is, you know, it's weird. It fluctuates. She's very she's very effusive and loving, and then she takes a turn for the worse. You know, it's like if I had a Yelp page, she would leave the most glowing reviews, followed by the most scathing reviews, like the same username. People would be like, "Who is this woman?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It's confusing. I live with her." She is 8 months pregnant, so she's got like a bit of a waddle. She's almost like the sheriff. She comes walking in, kicks the door open. You pick up them cleaning supplies we talked about. You're like, yeah, sheriff, I sure did. I picked them up. I don't want there to be any trouble. Nor do I, sheriff. Nor do I. I love being married. I love living with my wife. She scares me a lot of times. I've described marriage as like feeling like a kid again. You know that feeling like when you're in trouble but you're not sure exactly why? It's like that. Sometimes I get yelled at for things like that kind of seem like inconceivable. Sometimes, like just arriving home, I startle her. She's in the midst of something. The other day, she was meditating, and I came home to where I live with her. And she yelled at me. She said, What are you doing? I was like, arriving home. And she's like, I'm meditating. I'm like, I think you're doing it wrong. Love her very much. She and I do not sext one another. No judgment if you do. We just don't sext. What we do is we send one another properties on Zillow or Trulia. That's like our dirty talk. We're like, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. You are a bad girl. Let's go, Sheriff. Or if we really want to get naughty, we'll send properties that are way out of our price range. We're like, 800,000? You are nasty. Who likes a big backyard? Who likes a big backyard? You two. I noticed you two. When you buy a house, there are like questions you're supposed to ask. So I've been reading articles about that. They tell you to ask certain questions. How long were the previous owners living here? What repairs did they make? And then there was an article that said to ask, are there sex offenders in the neighborhood? Which I didn't feel comfortable asking that, looking the way I do. Like, I'd be like, babe, I think you better handle that. I don't want to be like, so what's the competition like in the area? I want to get a handle on what I'm getting myself into.